The Theatre School at DePaul University presents The Misanthrope by Molière, translated by Richard Wilbur. Director Brian Belcom, vocal coach Claudia Anderson, scenic designer Jack McGaw, costume designer Madison Breedre, lighting designer Eric Phillips, sound designer Tyler Blakeman, dramaturg Joanna Orr, stage manager Julia Bates. The Misanthrope is presented by special arrangement with Dramatists Play Service Incorporated, New York, April 15th through the 24th of 2016. The Theater School at DePaul University, Fullerton Stage, 2350 North Racine Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Email theaterboxoffice@depaul.edu, 773-325-7900. Cast, in order of appearance: Alcest, in Love with Cilliman, Brian Healy. Philant, Alcest's friend, Jalen Gilbert. Orant, in Love with Cilliman, J.J. McGlone. Cilliman, Alcest's beloved, Chloe Baldwin. Eliant, Cilliman's cousin, Madeline Barrett. Arsinoe, a friend of Cilliman, Melissa Brian Sanders. Acast, a marquis, Dominique Watkins. Clitandra, a marquis, Sean Weiberg. Dubois, Alcest's valet, Sean Weiberg. Place and time: Cilliman and Eliant's house. Present day: the most elite part of the city. This play will be performed with 1 10-minute intermission. It is to be noted that Melissa Brian Sanders appears by permission of Actors Equity Association, the Union of Professional Actors and Stage Managers in the United States. Dramaturgy note: I have the fault of being a little more sincere than is proper. Molière. Inside every critical person, there is a disappointed idealist. George Carlin. Misanthropes, by definition, are those who dislike or distrust humanity. Often portrayed as bitter loners and impossible to please, misanthropes expect constant disappointment and harbor a general but deep hatred for mankind. For modern fictional misanthropes like the snide Dr. House or the unsociable Sherlock Holmes, this creates an intellectual advantage at the cost of social and interpersonal skills. They are damaged but eccentric rule breakers, equal parts loner and narcissist, yet always brilliant enough that everyone will tolerate their seemingly cruel criticism and unnecessary judgments. But as Molière knew firsthand, misanthropy was more complicated than that. Molière was a misanthrope in the court of King Louis XIV. He spent most of his life around royalty and nobility during the time when every aspect of life was excessive and ceremonial. Like Alceste, Molière was outspoken about hypocrisy he encountered daily and the importance society had placed on reputation. He satirized the conditions of French aristocracy, from the ways of speaking and gesturing to the pretension and the rampant hypocrisy. His creation of larger-than-life characters, often based on real people, and his brutal honesty made him more enemies than it did friends. He created and portrayed the character of Alceste to openly expose his frustrations. As Molière shows us through Alceste, misanthropes aren't necessarily bitter loners. They can still be active members of society, they still have friends and lovers, they still trust and get hurt. Misanthropes don't hate humanity, just the vices, corruption, and stupidity that are prevailing characteristics in human society. Alceste, like Molière, believes a person's success should be decided by merit and honesty, not by flattery and connections. It is disheartening, then, to see time and time again that the latter is true. The world rewards those who conform. It is through this lens that we can better understand the misanthropes. Underneath the facade of our favorite bitter loners lies disillusionment. It is a never-ending failure of humanity to meet a certain ideal that drives characters like Alceste, Sherlock, and Dr. House to become cynical. Our favorite misanthropes refuse to conform to the world around them. They value merit and intellect above reputation and honesty, above hypocrisy. They are openly critical of the status quo and the people who silently consent to it. Misanthropes choose to be forever at odds with the rest of the world, regardless of the consequences, because they believe humanity should strive to be better. And so, like our favorite misanthropes, we are all forced to choose. Do we conform to this world, or do we fight against it? Joanna Orr, BFA 4, Dramaturgy Criticism.